Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So, at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listing for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile who would like to join our net this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for any stations that who would like to join our net this evening. Any stations on EchoLink, please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
KC2HBS.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink, and I believe I'm the only one in here.
Okay, Kevin. Net Control recognizes you on EchoLink. And we also have Tim to be continued. So, but first we'll do our EchoLink stations. Kevin, how are you in Oneonta, and did you enjoy this stellar day today?
Yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on board KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I got 63 degrees under mostly clear skies, and boy, I'll tell you what, it was a refreshing air mass, no complaints whatsoever, and we had... My apologies, Kathy, having some technical difficulties here, so I won't hold the repeater too long, but yeah, we just got some building projects going on and trying to keep things going forward here. So with that, I'll say 7-3 and hand it back to Net Control. It's KD2FPM.
Great. Well, that's good. It's nice starting to get cool for both kinds of projects. We have to paint our camp, so we did some of that, but waiting for the cooler weather to put a deck on it and do some more painting. So, great, good, yeah, got to keep up with that stuff. All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests, and we do have one check-in at the top of the list.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
Foxtrot Bravo, that's KA3TFB. Bill in Franklin Park Borough, Western Pennsylvania, checking in. Put me on a paycheck. Over.
Wonderful. Well, we have KC2HVS and George, WA2U, and Bill. Excellent. So we'll go to the top of the list. And Tim, how are things where you are?
Good evening, Internet. This is KC2HBS. Right now I'm at my camp, and temperature was 64 degrees, and it's beautiful up here. No bugs. And, well, I've been working around the camp here a little bit all day, and I don't know. That's about it. I work. I'm retired, and I work more than I did before I worked.
We're always saying that. We have a saying that when you were working, you would work hard and get paid, and when you're retired, you work hard and then you don't get paid. And you work just as much. But I'll tell you, I don't know how we got done the things that we do now. But they did get done. Probably not as well, though. But, yep, we're always going, too. Okay, Tim, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Enjoy camp. Enjoy the no bugs. It's a wonderful thing. All right, up next, George. And how are you? We've got 54 degrees here.
Well, good evening, Kathy and everyone. The night temperature here is 55 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today is 55. To 68. 2 days in a row it didn't get up to 70 degrees, which I like. And for tonight I got the windows all closed, just cracked a slight bit, And I got the wood stove all filled up and ready to start, which I'll probably do sometime in the overnight hours. And it'll be the second, I'll start this month here with heat. Well, that time of the year, that's for sure. So, still doing lots of work around the house and all, probably will for the next month or more. So anyway, that's about it from the mountainside, Kathy. We'll say God bless and 73. Is that 2 PSM clear?
Well, thank you, George, for the report from the mountainside. Yep, yeah, we've got to start thinking about firing up our wood stove, too, coming up soon. But, I've heard a lot of different things about what the winter's supposed to be like. One camp says it's going to be cold and very snowy starting early, and the other camp is it's not going to be cold until December, and then we're going to get a ton of snow. So I don't know what to believe. All right, George, thanks very much. Up next, we have WA2U.
WA2U, well, we'll say good evening to everyone. George and Tim and Bill, I guess, is coming up on Echo Link, and Kevin James and the multitude of listeners. Yeah, Tim, we've got a camp walking distance from our house here. Between the two places, there's always something to be done. You get one project done and you turn around, there's another one, but I guess that's the way it goes. It keeps us busy. Last night we had a nice group. We sat around our fire ring out here and pontificated, fixed all the world's problems and things. So, well, we had a good time. Had the music on. Yesterday, I spent a couple hours at the wood splitter, and Kathy, I split wood, and Kathy ran the power wall, and we got this big tree that was over there by the wood splitter all split up and piled and stuff. I can't imagine, you know, you get these wood, without the hydraulic lift, I wouldn't even think about it. So, but anyways, I've never ran into such gnarly, challenging pieces of wood in my life, but we got through it. Some of them actually, like, kind of exploded. They were really, it was just amazing. But there was parts of that tree that were 30 inches in diameter, so there were some big chunks out there. And he's got that all taken care of and piled up. It's nice to look at and clean the stuff up around the wood splitter. And we've got plenty of wood out there. And it's funny when you get, you know, when you get the snow and the on the roof and stuff. We found, at least I found, even at camp, people don't like the snow, but it acts as insulation. It keeps things a lot warmer. But anyways, I don't know if there's anything special going on this weekend. Not that I know of on the schedule. It's hard to believe we're already into September. Of course, Barn Fest is coming up. Let me reset. Barn Fest is not all that far away. I think there's, I haven't heard officially, but there's probably, I don't know if the pulley and flywheel thing has taken place at the Consulville. I haven't heard a lot of publicity on that, but maybe that's happening too, so we'll have to check and see. But I like this weather. Warm during the day and kind of cool at night. So I'll turn it back over to Ned, and we'll say 7-3 and listen. Maybe some other people will be joining us, WHU.
Okay, John, well, thank you for checking in, joining us this evening. Yeah, this is great weather to get stuff done. You don't get all sweaty. All right, next up, Bill, I know you're on Echolink. I hope you're still with us. And how are things at the, I believe you're in the Keystone State.
KD2AIT, Echolink repeater in the group. Hello there, KA3TF and the B here. Fine and dandy. My goodness, I'm in the building by myself. We're facilitating here. And then we got to come up Saturday and finish off. Once in a while, I get the lead, the part. Not often, though. And we're having fun in the business. Good to hear from you, Miss Kathy. Hope the evening does you fine and everyone else out there. And I'm just going to stand by and listen. And hopefully I can learn something. I have my thinking cap on tonight. KA3TF, feedback to net control. Over.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks for joining us this evening, our happy group here. Very good. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
KD2DXF in here as well.
Okay, that recognizes Pete and Matt this evening. Great. So first start with Pete. I know you're busy as anything, but I hope you got to enjoy the outdoors today and during this week.
Actually, no. Enjoying the outdoors I did yesterday was cutting the grass and working on the porch, which is better than working in an office closed in somewhere. But of course it was, you know, kind of a overcast and rain in the morning and all that. And then it got fairly nice, I don't know, with 71 or I don't know, whatever. And I decided, well, I'm going to cut the grass this evening. It's not too hot. I thought originally it was going to be hotter today, but that didn't happen. And I got just warm enough, I said, well, I'm going for a swim. It was 70 or something. It was fairly late. It was 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. But I said, well, I'll shut that off. And actually, the water was, I'm surprised that the water was as warm as it was after the cold weather. It's probably colder today, by the end of today. And I just went sort of for a quick wash off, kind of, refreshing swim, and it was pretty nice. I didn't stay in too long because I had other things to do. And then, of course, this morning was real overcast here and all, and it never really got very warm. I actually shut the doors last. I shut the front door and the back door last night, which is, I think, the first time that I can remember doing that, maybe one or two of the real nasty rainy days or something, just to keep the moisture out. But I actually saw it's going to be cold, and I know it's not going to get warm today, so I don't need to chill the house down excessively. And of course, I hope they're still open now, so it's a little cool. And all I did today, I went to the post office on the bicycle, and I think I rode over to the boat launch once or something. I just kept working. Every time I looked up and said, oh, look, the sun's come out, I got to quit, take an hour or two off.
And, you know, 10 minutes later when I looked again, after I'd, you know, just done the next thing, it was cloudy again, so I never did go out. But I got quite a bit done. You probably can't, you know, again, I can't tell by looking, but I did make some progress. I'm just not rushing off to the lake. I got things to do. I got a couple things to do next week, so I figure I better just maybe get some more done today and tomorrow and take a casual trip. And I just got on here. I sort of missed most of the conversation. I heard it from the other room. I was on the Lauville repeater with Paul and Randy, and we were talking for about an hour here. Mostly computer stuff and about how crummy and screwy Windows is and how good Linux is. And Paul's using Linux Mint Cinnamon, and he loves it. And I was playing around with one today, and I used it again for some good troubleshooting on a Windows laptop that is being flaky with the wireless. And of course, you boot it up from a Linux Live CD, and it's just rock solid. And stuff like that. I got a new Windows 10 one somebody bought. They brought me their old one, and the lightning had hit it, and they decided they're not going to fix it. And well, we'll decide what we're going to do. And they went out and bought a cheapy HP. And so they called me with their password. I put the password in. It won't take it. Do I have it wrong? Nope. It's pretty clear. And that computer would not let me put in the proper password. It would say, the computer is offline, or the computer's not connected. Use the password you last used. Well, I'm using the password. It would not let me in until I hooked it up to the internet. So you could see where this stuff was headed with Microsoft. They want to be connected all the time so they can deliver ads to your computer 24/7 and, you know, collect marketing data. So the case for Linux is getting stronger all the time. And Paul was making the comment that he's really liking the version he's using. And pretty most of the stuff he can do, he's got a couple Windows programs that he doesn't have any equivalent for. But I think Microsoft, well, I can't say Microsoft days are numbered, but boy, I think there's more and more people that will slowly convert over the more nonsense that Microsoft pulls. Anyway, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, great. Well, you know what? You used the perfect word for Microsoft, flaky. That's the best way to describe their programs. I'll tell you, if John and I have adaptive equipment so we both can use a computer, and we can only use Windows, that's the only operating system that is compatible with our adaptive equipment. Otherwise, we wouldn't even bother, with Windows, unfortunately. But it's good that somebody else has given Windows a run for their money for so long. They were such a monopoly, and now it's starting to even the race a little bit. Very good, Pete. Anything else more for us this evening?
Well, maybe that's an opportunity. I should talk to you about that. Not that I'm an expert Linux programmer, but why wouldn't, I know why there wouldn't be. There wouldn't be because 95% of everybody uses Windows. But, what is it that you need to do with a computer? And for most people, it's, surf the internet, read stuff, whatever, look stuff up, play music, get your email, do some word processing, maybe spreadsheeting stuff. All of that stuff can be done very well with Linux. So the nice thing about it is it's open source, so you have access to all of the source code. There's no secrets. So it seems to me that developing programs, drivers, whatever, for adaptive equipment, instead of having to sort of guess or deal with Microsoft's published but maybe not so good documentation and deal with the fact that whatever the documentation is, it could be changed with an update without notice to you. You know, there could be a good business opportunity there, I think. But, it's behind the eight ball just because, you know, Windows has so much of the installed base. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's better. So, you know, that might be something to talk about. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, sometime we'll have to go off to the side and discuss all of that. I can't do anything without that stuff on the computer, but I know we have another station waiting in the wings here, so we'll have that conversation at another point in time. I'm looking forward to that. But I want to move on and recognize Matt. Thank you for joining us this evening. And tell us how your day was and how you've been enjoying this wonderful weather.
KD2DXF, good evening. Good evening, everybody in the group. Let's see. Not a whole lot today, other than work. Enjoying the good weather, yes, but I'm kind of hoping fall swings through and it takes a few times because I'm not in any rush for this time. Quite frankly, I'm not prepared for it. not much going on tonight, just working on business paperwork. It's end of last month, so I got to get everything completed for that, and just listening in to the conversation. I do have one note to say. I've been using Windows, and I've tried Linux. The problem is the software, it won't let me program any of my radios except Windows, and it's got to be Windows XP to program my radios. The Windows 7, 8, and I think the new one out, 10, will not program my radios, only the XP does. So, that being said, I'll turn it back over to the group, KD2DXO.
Okay, Matt. We do upgrades with Windows. We've got Windows 8, and we can, you know, do upgrades with our Kenwood. But we've never really done any programming per se. We usually send those off for the scanners and stuff. But, that's a problem, too, with that. You know, but maybe somebody someday will change, you know, be able to sneak around and change all of that. So, all right. KC2YXN, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
WA2 with a comment.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Yeah, whatever it's worth, I know some people are good to hear Matt. I haven't heard Matt get on and say a few comments. It's good to have you join us, Matt. I know some people do, you know, have had Motorola radios and different things, and believe it or not, with Windows 7 or other things they use, and they try to program, and what they found the most effective way to program, believe it or not, they had an old computer and had an XP on it. The other systems, at least in the environment that they were doing some of the programming radio stuff, was actually too fast. So the XP, don't throw the XP boxes. There's some of the old stuff out there still has a special place in the computer world, and it's, you know, not in the junk box or holding the door open or whatever. So before you toss, give it some thought. WATU, back to that.
Well, that's true. You know, we have an old hard drive with XP on it, and I won't give that up because of all the different versions of Microsoft Word and Windows. I like XP the best. I thought the ability to do all sorts of fancy stuff on the word processor, I was really impressed with, and a lot of those things went away at the other versions. So I know a lot of people were still using it exclusively, so that's pretty pretty cool. All right, are there any other comments at this end, late check-ins, before I close the net? Please call now. Okay, not hearing any other stations. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before that, I'll go to my Friday evening chuckle here, and this was spoken by Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't know if anybody has been watching that series on public TV about the Roosevelts, but I just found this and I thought it was cool. So, I gotta just find it. I'm like old wine. They don't bring me out often, but I'm well preserved. All right, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Tim, George, John, Bill, Pete, and Matt for joining us this evening. And all your scanner listeners out there, I know you're out there. Someday we'll have to have some more check-ins from mysterious people. Everybody have a great day. Labor Day is going to be beautiful. So enjoy whatever it is that happens to be, barbecue, swim, or just being outside sitting under an apple tree. Thanks all for checking in. 7-3 to all. This is KC2YXN clear.
KC2HVS. Let's see. KC2YXN.
KC2HVS. KC2YXN.
Could you tell me why? I don't know why. It sounds like somebody's talking into a pipe when they're talking on this repeater. It doesn't happen when they're on Echolink, but when they're on, I can't explain it. Maybe you can.
Which different station, if you can remember, I'm just thinking it was Echolink. I think that's what it does sound like, somebody talking to a pipe, but you feel it's not, but which stations do you, if you could recall, sounded that way?
Well, right then when you were talking, it's a little bit, it sounds like your voice is bouncing off a pipe. And a couple of people sound like they're talking, and they get that boom, 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 boom. But on Echolink, I don't get it.
Well, when we have our Kenwood here in our back kitchen, and it's a pretty open room, and I think what we're getting is an echo, plus we have a hardwood floor, too, so I think we're getting a lot of sound bouncing in our case. Maybe some other people have that situation as well. You sound great. You don't get any echo, and it's no other sound, so it's coming in very good.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. But I was just wondering. You come in there great, and just like me, but it's like a boing. Everybody talks boing, 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 boing. Everybody says something, and like a big boing, boing, boing in the background.
Sometimes people have other devices on, too. I know we often have scanners going. We don't have them at this point in time, but, if you have TV on in the background or That's my only explanation. So, but I haven't really ever heard of anybody saying that. I've heard people say that it sounds like you're in an empty room or something because of the echo, but well, that's my only explanation I can think of, so, and I'm sticking to it. Back over to you.
Okay, thank you very much. KC2YXN, KC2HVS will be clear. Thank you very much.
Okay, KC2HVS, this is KC2YXN clear.
KC2WI. Mine might sound like that because I've got a radio on the other end of the house, so there's probably a little echo right now that's both on the same frequency. It's hard to tell when I'm talking, but I can hear that echo. The mic's probably picking it up. But that wouldn't happen all the time. And by the way, Kathy, I just looked up on netmarketshare.com. Windows XP has still got 9.36% of the installed base on desktop operating systems, and Windows 8.1 only has 7.92, but if you combine that with Windows 8.0, it's about 9%. It's still hanging in there, KC2WI.
KC2HVS. Yeah, I hear it a little bit in the background when you were talking, but mostly when, I don't know who there, but I hear it like, boo, every time they talk, boo, boo.
I don't know, I really haven't heard that. I don't know, it depends on your radio and how it picks things up and how strong the signal is, and so, you know, you might be hearing something that some of us aren't. I can hear, I can sort of hear myself a little echoey, but I haven't heard that. Well, I guess you have to go to the individual people and do a comparison and figure out what they're doing. Anyway, 73, KC2WI.
Yeah, KC2HVS. It's after you talk. It's after you talk. I hear the bing. Okay, KC2HVS should be clear.
Well, okay, it could be the way it's just the way the radio drops. You know, if there's a little pop or a little surge or the transmitter oscillates a little or something, and, you know, in there again, some receivers you'd hear it more than others. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll probably never figure it out. KC2WI.
KA3TFB with a comment. What that gentleman may be hearing is when I transmit on the other side with Kevin James, he's hearing the Echolink text tone that goes off when we transmit, and Kevin James and I have been talking back and forth, and that's what I think he hears. KA3TFB.
KC2HVS, are you on Echolink right now?
Yeah, roger. I'm on Echolink right now, but you're not going to hear this noise until I send a text to another Echolink station. Then you'll hear that repeater make that noise. Over.
Roger. Okay, yeah. I still hear it. I know about Echolink and all that stuff, but it's almost like you're talking into a copper pipe. After you get done talking. It's weird.
Roger. I don't know what I can do to make it go away. But it doesn't seem to affect anyone else. But thanks for your comment, and we'll be listening KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Continuing to listen. Over.
Yeah, copy. See, it's not constant. It's almost like when you're not speaking. Then I hear it. It's like a boom. I hope I got that right. Boom. After you, the last sentence that you said or the last word that you said, but it's just curious. It might be something that would have repeated.
Did you just hear it again in the last 5 seconds?
I did not copy. I did not copy your last. KC2HVS. KC2HVS will be clear.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, KA3TFB checking off the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
KC2HVS, anybody standing by? KC2HVS will be clear on this frequency.
Is the repeater in use? Hearing no objection, and yes, Kevin, I know you're listening, and I just said I was... calling? System meets every night at 9:30 p.m. and surrounding counties. All stations are welcome. When checking in, transmitted this is, and then please pause by unkeying and listen to avoid doubling. Then rekey into... Question is... Stations 4 Octane. Looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Oct 10, KD2HKB, you're net control. Looking for any further stations with or without traffic for the net. All are welcome. Final call. With nothing further heard, this concludes. ...p.m. on the 145.17. ...2KOJ. We'd like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for the use of their repeater, and Jeff, KD2AIT, for all that he has done for the Echolink portion. ...73L, 32HKB is clear. This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for your use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FPM is clear.